Ray Foley on Today FM. Dude,
hello there, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi, yeah.
And joining us in the studio is the one and only Kira
Hi.
King. The Queen. Kira King.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm really good. Have you decided on any New Year's resolutions or anything like that?
Oh, no,
or
not doing any of that nonsense.
Is that a thing anymore?
Wait, what was the thing that we were going to do? Oh, I've forgotten that already. What is it?
I have no idea. I'm just not going to commit to anything in January. Mm. If the idea that I'm committing to in my head now is still attractive by February, then I'll commit to doing it.
I've decided on really specific things this year. Like, I'm going to go easy on myself and maybe tone up one thigh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just or like one find fabulous thigh.
Just one fabulous thigh. Just ease myself in. Or like find the perfect lime scale cleaner for my shower to get my shower.
And that's a little win.
Absolutely.
It's a little win.
It's like a little quest for the new year, you know?
All messing aside, genuinely, can I suggest, it's too late to be suggesting it now, but remind me next year. Or if anyone's in the throes of it, the horrors of, oh, I have to do this, I have to do the 100 days of walking, or I have to lose the stone before the holiday in June, or whatever it is. You don't have to do it this month.
No.
You don't even need to do it next month. Here's my genius idea. Take a year at a glance calendar, or take any calendar, and blindly just pick a date, like the 17th of April, right? And that'll be your 1st of January.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be 1st of January, you don't need to do it in January. Pick a date, and ideally any date after the end of February, because then the weather is better at least, it's a little bit brighter, it's a little bit more manageable. We're not all, like, just dragged down by the darkness and the cold. Just pick a random date and let that be your 1st of January, and then do it. Everything you were saying you have to do in January, do it after that.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Absolutely. I think we put way too much pressure on it.
Isn't the 17th of April around Easter? Like, I'm going to be eating a lot of chocolate eggs, right?
I'm actually going to Utah in April. So
married to a Mormon, are you?
I am, yeah. You heard it here first. No, my friend moved over there, and I never would obviously go to Utah, ever.
Yeah.
And she's over there, so I was like, why the hell not? So I'm going to Utah. We're going to do a lot of hiking. So I have to get that thigh toned. So at least I have that one thigh.
It's your hiking thigh.
It's my hiking thigh. So at least I have until April. So there you go.
Salt Lake City.
Little wins, yes. And I think we're going to go to Vegas as well. I've never been to Vegas. I mean, me in Vegas could be very dangerous.
Yeah. Particularly with your, well, it's the other tie that'll be getting the action.
See, that's it, yeah.
Salt Lake City, loads of people go to Utah and Salt Lake City for the J1. That would have been a popular.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Anyone do it? 0874-100-102. Any top tips?
I did Chicago.
For Kira and the saggy tie. And the good one as well. Come here, this story. We were looking at this. This is a college over in England, right? They're doing sessions. College offers students sessions on how to talk on the phone because Gen Z have anxiety over phone calls, which causes nausea and dizziness. This is a college course now for talking on the phone.
What have we done?
I read this, right? JP was rolling his eyes at me. I read this and I thought, I have turned into one of these people.
You haven't, have you?
I have.
You're one of these people who will sort of refuse an incoming call because you don't want to talk on the phone, is that it?
When I see a number coming in that I don't recognise, I'm like, oh Jesus, who's that now? I don't want to answer. I'm like, ugh. But worse than that, when I know I have to make a phone call, I get the heebie-jeebies and I get my wife to do it for me.
Okay, right.
So if we have to ring the takeaway, usually it's either ring the Chinese or we're ringing the chipper. If we have to put in an order, she says, what do you want? Ring it there and I'll pick it up on the way home. I go, no, you ring.
Okay.
Because I don't want to ring and talk to anyone.
Do you know what gives me anxiety when I'm making phone calls? I get a little bit self-conscious, and I'll tell you, it's a very specific set of scenarios where it happens.
You do get a bit self-conscious.
I can do in the wrong sort of situation, yeah.
Right.
Get a bit self-conscious.
Would you get a bit shy?
A little bit shy, especially if I'm in a room with my best friend who starts repeating back what I'm saying to this other person over the phone in a snarky voice. So Ray would be... yeah, exactly that! I'll be trying to talk to a guest, or maybe it's a listener.
Go
maybe
on,
somebody,
go on,
and I'll do...
Make a phone call.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Hiya, yeah, it's JP from Today FM here, the Ray Foley Show on Today FM. Just giving you a quick call. And
JP here, you give me a quick call.
Saw the story about you in the newspaper then. I thought it might make for an interesting conversation on our show.
It might make for an interesting conversation.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
And he's more or less audible, I'm fairly sure, over the phone.
Oh, they can hear me.
Yeah,
they can hear
me down the phone. Taking the mic out of me as I'm on the phone. So I have to leave the room if I want to make an outgoing phone call.
So I have to leave the room if I want to make a phone call.
I'm very good at making phone calls.
Well, you've got a very sexy voice. You probably like that.
Yeah, well, I do. I like talking to people. But I've noticed,
though... Oh, my God. Your job. You work on Tommy Tiernan's show.
I do, indeed.
So you have to ring... Like, you'd have to ring the guests on Tommy Tiernan's show.
You'd have to talk to people. But working in radio as well, you'd obviously have to ring the... You know, ring the guests, as JP said as well. So I guess I'm kind of used to just talking to strangers. And I kind of like it, too, you know?
Hello, I work on radio, too, you know?
Yeah, I know.
We have no strangers listening to this show. You're all friends.
Are you not a little bit scared for humanity that the college has to offer a course on how to talk on the phone?
Higher Education College running training sessions for Gen Z students on phone confidence and etiquette for pupils who have telephobia. It's a thing, telephobia.
There's definitely some of my friends that I've noticed that don't like talking on the phone, but what they'll do is they'll leave a voice note, a 5-minute voice note instead.
Yeah.
So I've had to adapt to them. Like, I much prefer to talk to somebody, much prefer to ring somebody, pick up a phone and talk to another human being. But I've started with certain friends leaving voice notes because that's how they communicate with me now.
And would they have telephobia? Is it that they have anxiety or is it just what they're used to? Because maybe these people need to be challenged on it and actually take more phone calls and they might stop doing this.
Well, I see, that's it though. I've tried to ring these friends and it's got to the stage where I know that they're looking at me ringing their phone.
And I'm not picking up.
And then they'll send me a voice note afterwards. So it's just kind of by trial and error that I go, wait a second, they're not picking up and they're going to send a voice note in 2 minutes. And they do. And you're like, okay, whatever anxiety you had about not picking up the phone to me, I get it. But also, it's very, very scary because we're literally getting to the stage where we're not talking to each other anymore. Not even on the phone.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. These people then, they text. This is the opposite now of my feeling, but if someone texts me and says, hi, you're free to take a quick call, I never reply. I'm like, ring. If I see you ringing, I'll ignore that as well.
I get wife to call me back.
Yeah. I'll get your wife to call back and order a bag of chips, a doner kebab and a curry sauce, please. Thanks for that. Kira's going to Utah in April.
I am.
Salt Lake City, etc. Utah, very cool, says Orla. Must visit Arches National Park and Canyonlands.
Ooh.
Thelma and Louise was filmed there. Oh, the Grand Canyon, I guess.
Oh my God, we could do a Thelma and Louise. I'm going to get on to my friend,
Be very
Tanya.
Careful. Be very, very careful if you're renting a car. You saw what happened to them at the end?
Stick to the roads, yeah. Stick to the roads.
Listen, just be very, very careful.
Okay.
Be very... I'll be worried now. Will you text me every day before you...
I will, absolutely.
And listen, if you bump into a young Brad Pitt, just be very careful.
Don't get a lesbian partner. You don't know how it'll end up.
Are they lesbians?
They're just friends, are they?
They really loved each other, but no, because didn't they sleep with Brad Pitt's character? One of them did.
Oh yeah, I think I don't know if they're related.
But I think they loved each other more than anybody else in the world, because obviously they chose to do what they did at the end together. So
just be very careful. Just tell you, Instagram thinks I'm a lesbian.
Sorry?
Instagram thinks I'm a lesbian.
Really?
It keeps giving me lesbian like women chatting up other women, kind of, and it's all like, hey girl, I'm going to protect you, I'm going to love you, I'm going to treat you right. I keep getting it all the time. My Instagram is all lesbians.
What's giving it the impression that you're a lesbian? Are you styling your hair any different?
Just shut up now. Back to Utah. Tell Kira to hook up. Visit Bryka Canyon, but just bear in mind it's a dry town.
Oh, I've heard that. So look, they've got 4 months to prepare for my arrival. No, but actually, my friend was telling me you have to bring a passport if you want to buy alcohol in Utah.
Oh, right.
Like a driver's license won't work. You have to use your passport.
Because it's over 21s as well,
of course. It's really strict over there. Yeah, it's really strict.
Yeah, you'd be delighted to be being ID'd over there, won't you?
Yeah, actually.
Cheers, Orla.
Like, passport, of course.
Trish says, tell Kira to hook up with Paddle and Care in Utah. And the Irish... Hang on now. The Irish girl running it will take her out on any lake in Utah. Okay, the paddles
Amazing.
For boats. Okay, fine. Cheers, Trish. And Sinead says, I didn't realise Kira worked on Tommy Tiernan's show. How cool.
I do indeed. And also, speaking of which, the new season is back as well, guys. It started last Saturday and the second episode is on this Saturday. Very excited for you all to see it.
Who's on this Saturday?
I cannot tell you, and please let's not have this conversation because I begin to just sweat Also, when you work on the show, you sign in your contract that basically if you give away who the guests are, you are killed.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's three ways in which they do it, which
they
is sad.
Kill you.
Yeah, they can sneak up on you so you don't know. The second one is you can choose poison, and the third one is you're brought out the back of Ortiz and shot.
Wow. Okay, right. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Basically,
there's,
yeah,
there's quite a number
strict.
Of bodies right there.
There's a lot of stains on that wall.
I tell you, it's really hard opening the door as it opens out.
It's just...
It's blocked. Sinead says, how cool, fair play, love Kira. Oh. Sinead.
Right.
Thanks, 874.
We were talking about being scared of making phone calls. What is it? Telephobia. Telephobia. And Fiona's over there, 0874-100-102. Fiona.
Hi, guys.
Hi, darling.
It's Fiona here, and both of my sons definitely have telephobia. Mm. My eldest son will send a series of voice notes to his girlfriend, which she will return rather than actually pick up the phone and ring each other. And bear in mind, they're going out nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And my middle son doesn't know how to say hello, goodbye, any sort of phone etiquette whatsoever. I think it should be mandatory that all kids are put through this, because honestly, how they can't know how to talk on the telephone is just beyond me.
The thing is, though, is it not just the way the world is and is becoming more so that we're just going...
Well, that's not okay, though. That's not a good excuse, you know, not to be able to talk on the phone. The one good thing that could come out of this is we could all get off the phone quicker at the end, because as Irish people... You know,
anyway,
so...
Yep. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Fiona. Sorry.
Also, some people have atrocious phone etiquette.
I leave you go. What else did I have to tell you? No, there was something else I remember I needed to tell you. What was it? Oh, no. Before you go now, there was something else. Oh, it's gone. It's gone. Oh, no, I know what it is. No, I don't know. It's gone.
No, it's people who don't understand that a phone call after, let's say, 9:30 in the evening is unreasonable. I don't care what's happening. I don't care who's attacking you. Don't ring me. I get calls at 10:30,
isn't
11:30.
Isn't that the Peter Kay
thing?
What
are you doing?
When Nana's phone rings, Peter Kay is like, who's that? Who's that? Who could that be? Ronan.
Ray, I love Kira King.
Oh, will you shut? Just give. Oh, just
hey, Ronan.
Get a light. Get
Ronan
a life.
There's
like
apps for that, Ronan.
Ronan sounds like somebody I could talk to on the phone, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Ray, I love Kira King. That's exactly what I believe as well.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's got used to not talking.
Yeah.
I'm on the road. I'm in sales. And I love yapping to people. Now, I have to know to call it quits as well, that I'm not born the...
Here you go.
...the face off someone. But if I'm in a bad mood, I always find that if I'm in a...
Listen, dude, we've got a show to do here. So I'm so
in a supermarket or I'm in a news agency.
Yeah, could you just, if you just pick up the pace, if we could listen to this on 2X.
I'll always chat to somebody.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how good it makes you feel.
Dude, I'm really running out of time. The 4 o'clock news is on the way.
Yeah, I just thought I'd just throw it in.
Listen, I'll leave you go. Ba 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 ba. Rolling there. I took against him as soon as he's.
Ray, I love Kira King.
No, I'm for that reason, I'm out.
He's my favourite.
Funny that.
It's weird, right?
With her lopsided thigh, ladies and gentlemen, she's here once again. Let's have a look at Telly's Kira King. She's Kira King. Loads of stuff worth looking at. The Golden Globes were the weekend. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
They were indeed, yes.
Let's have a look at Jerry first of all.
Yeah, so Jerry Springer fights camera action. It's on Netflix as of this week, and it's a two-part documentary series about the infamous TV show that we're all very familiar with.
What was it? Springer's final thought? Take care of yourselves.
And
each other.
Did you know that Jerry Springer passed away in 2023?
I knew he died, but I didn't realise it was 23.
I think it was 23. Mm. Which actually kind of surprised me, because I obviously missed that piece of information, but the Jerry Springer Show had started in the 90s in Chicago. And here's the interesting thing about Jerry Springer. He was a newsreader. He was a politician. He was a former mayor of Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And he ended up being the presenter of what you could call one of the trashiest TV shows that was on in America at the time. But it ran for so many seasons. And do you know what kind of surprised me? Jerry Springer was doing reality TV shows before anybody else in the world was doing it. So before social media existed, there was protests outside the TV station because Americans thought it was absolutely trash and it was going against God and all that. Even Oprah came out against the Jerry Springer Show. And one of the producers, his name was Richard Domenick, he was the main kind of driving force behind the Jerry Springer Show, which was failing in the ratings. And then this guy basically was like, I don't care if somebody dies on set that will make good TV.
Great TV, yeah.
And that's when all the fighting started and whatnot. And in one way, you're looking at it, and it was very dangerous. There was no duty of care to the guests that came on, and actually former guests were interviewed in the documentary as well. And one that stood out was the son of a woman who'd been on the show, and it was kind of an infidelity show where her ex-husband had a new wife, and
oh yeah,
she thought by going on the Jerry Springer show that she'd get him back. But anyway, this woman ended up being murdered by her ex-husband and that partner. And the Jerry Springer show then was kind of called in. They were supposed to be subpoenaed, but they managed to get out of it. So it's murky territory, but it's also... We all knew the Jerry Springer show. It was doing as well as Oprah, and nobody could come near Oprah. No talk show in America could come near the ratings that Oprah was getting, but the Jerry Springer show did. And they were willing to put anyone and everything on. But as I said, the darker side of that was the duty of care to the guests that were on.
Yeah.
You know, in America.
The other thing about it is that, like, it was so huge, so successful, so groundbreaking for its time. But look at where we are now.
I know.
Do you know, reality star Donald Trump in the White House is just the conclusion of that story. And so how huge. Mm-hmm. You said it was two parts. An hour each, is it?
I think so, around that, yeah.
Well, where is it?
It's on Netflix.
Did you watch it over the Christmas?
I went back to the 80s. I watched the original Ghostbusters, and I watched Three Men and a Little Baby and Three Men Then and a Little Lady. So yeah, that was kind of my Christmas. I went back old school.
I did all of the Matrixes.
Did you?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Some of them can't have aged well.
They're very good. The first and second ones are actually, the second one has an amazing chase sequence that is just, and the fourth one, which I expected to be rubbish, was surprisingly good, because it's quite... It takes the mickey out of rebooting and using old IP, which is basically what everything is these days. Mm-hmm. It takes the mickey out of the whole fact that they're doing it at all. It's quite good. Mm-hmm. We watched Sixth Sense.
Ooh, so you went old school as well.
Cried. Cried hard.
Oh, dear.
Were you watching the people you were watching? Did you watch it with your kids, or are they too young?
With the kids,
So were you watching them, knowing that the twist was coming, to see their reaction?
Do you know what? I was heartbroken. We watched this, and the opening sequence happens, and then 10 minutes in, it says a year later, and then it proceeds then with Bruce Willis meeting the child. And that opening shot of Bruce, so it says a year later, it actually says the following fall, right? And Bruce, the opening shot of this sequence following on from the shooting, Bruce Willis is sitting on a bench looking at a house waiting for the kid to come out. And my 10-year-old Andrew goes, he's dead, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
I spent the whole film trying to make him go, no, he's not.
By the time the twist came around, he was like, Dad,
it would work. I wanted the twist to work on him.
I know.
So I spent the whole film going, he survived.
Oh,
he survived the attack and everything's fine. And he was saying things like, why is she not talking? Why isn't she looking at him? I was like, oh, come on, man. Just go with it, will
you? My mum and dad watched Forrest Gump, actually.
They hadn't seen
Forrest Gump in a really long time. And then they just spent like a day quoting, the famous quotes. I was like, oh my God, this is actually kind of adorable to hear,
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Great shout as well, actually. Classic films. Mm-hmm. We'll do a whole show on classics.
Classic someday. Movies.
Let's have a look at... What's this? This is a film, is it?
Well, look, it's January. It's award season. Mm. So now all of the movies that are nominated for awards are going to be in the cinema, along with A Real Pain, which is Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin, who won a Golden Globe the last night, and Baby Girl. This erotic thriller looks interesting with Nicole Kidman.
Have a listen.
Hey. Hey, we need to have a conversation. You're very young. I don't want to hurt you.
I think I have power over you. I could make one call and you lose everything. Does that turn you on when I say that?
We have these fantasies.
What do you mean?
Dirty on.
It's about giving and taking power. Say it.
Oh, I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Doner kebab and chips.
I've never experienced...
And a curry sauce.
Anything like this.
You're my baby girl.
And a tin of Coke as well.
Jesus.
Or maybe a Club Orange.
So.
That was very steamy.
It's very steamy and very raunchy by all accounts. And Nicole Kidman plays a high-powered CEO. and she puts her career and her family on the line when she starts an affair with one of the young lads that's working for her, basically. Right. Hence, I think we heard why it's called Baby Girl, because that's obviously what he calls her. Bearing in mind, she won the Volpi Cup for Best Actress for her performance in this movie at the Venice International Film Festival. She's been nominated for all the awards. Now, she didn't win at the Golden Globes. Do you know who did win, though?
Oh.
My boyfriend, Colin Farrell.
Colin won for The Penguin.
He did, he did. And I hate that Andrew Scott didn't win. And I also think that Ripley should have got way more love than it actually did, but I'm very happy for my boyfriend.
Okay, well,
the Golden Globe looks lovely on our mantelpiece.
Well, I was going to say, won't you tell him we were delighted for him?
I will indeed.
And
look, he's nominated for a SAG Award now, along with Nicola Coughlin.
Oh my God,
you'll
be going along,
will
you?
I will,
and
yeah.
You'll
I'll be toning this tie.
For all of them.
Sorry, anyway, JP, you're going to see Baby Girl this weekend, aren't you? It's out tomorrow.
I am, yeah. I'll be getting steamy in the cinema. Yep.
Right, well, you enjoy that, and we'll have full reviews next week. Darling, love to see you again.
Lovely to see you, boys.
Only on Today FM.